Good, amen. Amen. I've asked Brother Todd Bacon to preach for us tonight. I love this brother. You know why? He's just an old dog like me that got saved, amen. Old dogs don't, they get along with old dogs, don't they, brother? God bless you, brother. He's already turned on.
I feel so unworthy.
Stand up and preach God's word. 3 years ago, February the 16th, this coming up February, Lord saved this old boy. I mean, he saved me. It's called the new birth, and believe me, that's what it is. Everybody loves the Lord. Say amen. I love you, Lord Jesus. His name's worthy to praise, ain't it? Well, if you've ever experienced a new birth, you'd be glad to raise your hand and say, I love Him. I love the Lord Jesus. I love Him for what He did to me, boys. It's real. I love this church. I thank God for Him, the Holy Ghost, to guide you and lead you where you want to be. And to guide you and lead you where He'd have you to be, where you can learn. Everybody that's here, you just don't know how blessed you are to be sitting under the Word preached by a pastor that's been faithful for years and years. I thank Him and I love Him. I tell you what, He's a good man. Now, He is. If you would, turn to your Bibles to Joshua, the second chapter. Joshua chapter 2. If you'd like to stand as we read God's Word. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, Go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said thus, There came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whether the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house, and hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way of to Jordan unto the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you, when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side, Jordan, Shihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we have heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father, and my mother, and my brethren, and my sister, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, Our life for yours. If you utter not this our business, and it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. Pastor Lawson, would you open us in prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, yes. Lord, this is your word. Father, we believe every word of it.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
God, we ask tonight that you give your man unction.
Yes, Lord God.
Father, touch him. Heavenly Lord, speak to me. God, give him power.
Yes, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, I pray that you give him the message that we need to hear
yes.
right now. God, we're gathered together this time here at Temple.
Yes.
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. I'll sit down now. I got looking there at that last verse I just read, and it says, and she let them down by cord through a window. And it says, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. Now, I know later on that them walls are coming down.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind that them walls are getting ready to come down. And her house is up on the wall. And I got looking at that. You know, a lot of times this town of Jericho, that's what they put their trust in, was that wall. That was what they protected them. If you notice that, they shut the gates. And they got there, and I looked at that wall, and I got thinking, you know, that's sort of how we are a lot. We, this flesh that we're in, we put our trust in that. We put our trust in this flesh, and it's going to come off of us. You go out in the graveyard, you'll see. We're going to someday come out of this flesh. And I got looking at that, and the Lord started showing me things. He started to guide me, and I seen stuff I've never seen before. I've read this several times, but I've never looked at it this way. And if you notice in verse 1, it says, and Joshua the son of Nun sent out a Shittim, two men, to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab, and lodged there. You know, I thank God for the Lord when he sent that man to me. The one to tell me about him, the one that showed me the word, and then he started explaining things, and I started listening to some preaching, and I thank God for that man that came to me and started giving me the tapes and stuff where I could hear the truth, because this is the truth. Anything outside of this is not the truth. This is the truth. You can read other books, but when it comes down to the truth, right here is what you should base everything on. This is the truth. I can't even hardly read nothing else. God won't let me. I get reading stuff, and it's this is what I want to read. It's precious word. This is what I want to study, this precious word. I thank God for that man that came to me. And I got looking at the name of Joshua, and Jehovah saves is what it means.
That's right.
And I got thinking, Jehovah saves. And who is Jesus? See, a lot of times, I can't help it when I preach. I've got to let you know who my Lord and my Savior is. A lot of people say, I get tired of him because every time he preaches, he wants you to know exactly who the Lord Jesus is. The Bible says in Philippians 2:6, whom being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, and made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And whom being found in fashion as a man, humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also highly exalted him. Give him a name which is above every name. That's above my name, pastor's name, earth. Give him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven, and things on earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It says in 1 Timothy 3:16, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God, you get that? God was manifested in the flesh. He was justified in the spirit. He was seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in the glory. That's the Lord I answer. So you might as well say, when you look at this first verse, Jesus sent. Jesus sent, because see, Jesus is God in the flesh. I can't explain the Trinity, but I believe it. And I know what happened. I know what happened. Now, Rahab is who they ended up going to.
Right.
Now, this was a harlot.
Right, brother.
Now, this was a prostitute. See, Jesus is a friend of sinners.
Yeah.
And he will come to you. Will you receive him, though? That's the thing. Because he come to an old drunkard 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking for him.
Right.
Had a house, had a family, had cars. Wasn't looking for him. But I like something, though.
I mean, I had everything that any of us could ask for. I had food every day. I could afford to buy all the liquor and everything I wanted to drink every day. I could afford it. I had a pretty good job. I would have worked. I wasn't a bum. But I was still an alcoholic. And I had to have it. But one day when that boy came to me and started showing me God's word, I got under conviction because I believed this little 1, 2, 3 repeat after me prayer that had no power to it. I had no victory to it. I had nothing. All I did is I desired to sin. And I wanted to be with people that would sin with me. But see, there was a change happened to me. When the Lord Jesus came into my heart, something happened. My walk to's changed. My desires changed. Everything changed. Everything changed. I praise Him for that. He gave me victory over my sins. I no longer have to have alcohol or drink alcohol. Since that day, I bowed down. God said, no more. Since that day, they've not been a drop. Since that day. That's the power of the Lord Jesus. I couldn't have done it. I would be shaken after 24 hours without Him. Drugs, alcohol, He is worthy. He is able. I praise Him. I thank Him. I thank Him for what He done for me. He'll do it for you if you'll let Him. Do you have something real? Let's go into this and let's see. Let's study the spirit world. Let's go into the spirit world now. Let's go into the spiritual side of things because this flesh is temporal. It's coming off of you. You're going to step out of it one day. Let's go and let's see what's inside. I got looking at this and the Lord really laid a lot of things on me here. Okay. Let's go to verse 15 just for a second and look at this. Then she let them down by a cord. Through the window. This was the harlot Rahab. Do you know that this is 20 some? It would be the Lord Jesus through his mother's side, of course. 20 some grandmother?
Right.
Did you not realize that? That's the line. That's the line. Of course. Hey man, that's the line, Rahab. So you think of that now, okay. Let's go to verse 10 right here, sir. Now, if you notice here, I used to get there when I first read this, and I was like, I wonder why God allowed for the children of Israel to march into Jericho and kill everybody. I mean, women, animals, everybody. He said, destroy them all. And I got thinking, well, that's rough. But then you got to look at it in another light. Look here at verse 10. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side, Jordan, Shihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. Now you take the children of Israel, they had done heard. The word has done reached Jericho. They had done heard how the Lord split the Red Sea. They had done heard all these things. This is the mercy of our Lord. Yes. See, we don't serve a monster. I don't bow down to a monster. I bow down to a loving God that has more mercy than you could ever dream of. They done heard that the Lord split the Red Sea. He had enough mercy to let them wander around for 40 years in the wilderness before He sent them in. And not only did He have that kind of mercy for them, He held the Jordan River back. And it heaped up because it was in the rainy season. And then He sent these two men. The king of that Jericho had every chance that he could have bowed down to, just like you and just like me. He has every chance that he could have done just like Rahab did and says, I believe. But he chose not to believe. He said, shut the gates. Get them out of here. He chose to fight. He chose to have confidence in his own flesh. Is that what you're having confidence in? Do you think that you can work your way to heaven? Do you really think that there's a back door that you can go into when Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life? Do you think there's a back door that you're going to go through? There's no back door. neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus Christ is the way. He is the door. He is life. If you have anything outside of Jesus Christ, you're dead. You're dead. You don't have life. You can't experience life until He comes inside of you. Rahab experienced it. He's a friend of sinners. This was the prostitute. This was the prostitute, and she experienced it. She experienced His mercy and love. Because, see, God had sent these men. Now, these other men, they could have, but they shut the gates. And I got looking at that gate. And I got thinking, you know, we've got gates. Eye gates. Ear gates.
That's right, brother.
We've got gates. And a lot of times I can remember when I know God was trying to talk to me. I shut the gates.
Yeah.
Said, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to believe it. And I would shut the gates. Have you shut your gates? Can you hear Him knocking? Can you hear the Lord Jesus knocking? He said, I got mercy. Full of mercy.
Yes.
Let me give you something real. I'm not talking about religion.
Amen.
I'm talking about something real. I'm talking about He'll come inside of you, live inside of you.
Yes.
He'll give you victory to read the Bible, and you have the unction to read it.
Amen.
You have the unction to tell people about the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You have an unction to bow down to Him and to pray because you know He lives. You know He lives. There's no doubt anymore. You know He lives because He lives inside you. He'll give you victory after victory. Verse 11. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither there remained any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. That's what happened to me. Whenever I let Him in after He was knocking, and I let Him in, my heart melted. No stony rock heart that I had. It melted. It melted, and I seen that I was a sinner. Before, I was counting on my own self-righteousness. I was justifying my sins. I was saying that drinking's not that bad. Probably half the preachers do.
Yeah.
Smoking dope ain't that bad. I justify my sins. Doing cocaine ain't that bad. Doing all sorts of ungodly deeds, I would justify. But God's Word, if you get listening to what man tells you, if you get saying, listen to what they say is the truth,
right,
you're going to be twisted.
Right.
That's why God left us the truth.
Right. Amen.
This is what is truth. Verse 7. Let's go to verse 7 here a minute. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. Look at 9. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. God's coming to you. And believe me, you want His mercy. You don't want His judgment. Get covered, get washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and you won't have to worry about that judgment. The Son will take your judgment. Because if you think for a minute that you're going to be holy enough, you're going to come up short. And I got looking, and I got thinking, you know, just like Peter, a lot of people call him a backslider when he walked with the Lord Jesus. And he denied Him 3 times. But see, that was before the Lord Jesus gave His life on the cross. And He sent the Holy Ghost down. That was before all of this. You see, without the power of the Holy Ghost in you, you look at the children of Israel, they'd fail. They'd go good for a while, and they'd fall. even the apostles, which seen all the miracles, every one of them denied him. Because they didn't have the power of the Holy Ghost dwelling inside of them. Not just one, not just Peter, every one of them. The only one that was left was John. John got there in 1 John, he says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled at the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you this eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which was from the beginning, which we have seen, which we have heard. He says, I seen. John says, I've seen him. I've looked upon him. You know, looked upon him? That means I studied. That means I didn't just see him, I studied him. He said, I was amazed. I seen him. I seen him stand up on this mountain and he transfigured.
Yes. Glory.
He's seen all these. He's seen him. Peter seen him walking on water and he actually stepped out himself. And for a second he walked on water. Have you ever tried that? Get in your bathtub and tried to walk on water? Well, that's some faith. He had that. I mean, he was there. He seen the Lord. But he still denied it. Three times he denied him. Why is that? The Holy Ghost didn't dwell inside of him at this time.
Amen.
The new birth had really not happened yet. Religion. The devils believe in one God.
They sure do.
And tremble.
Right.
You do good if you believe there's just one God. But that ain't salvation.
Amen.
Religion will send, it's going to send more people to hell than anything. I got looking at this, what I'm telling you here. And God started showing me the wall, like that is what we put our trust in, the flesh. Rahab's house was up on the wall. And then down in the city, there was probably a lot of commotion going on. You probably, when she looked down out the window, she probably seen thieves and murders. She probably seen perverts and drunkards and drug addicts and more prostitutes and whoremongers and she's probably seen all this stuff going down in there. And I sort of look, you know, that's sort of like man's spirit. I want you to see what your spirit and what your heart is. What's in your heart? Because see, without the power of the Holy Ghost dwelling in there, you've got the wrong spirit.
That's right.
So what spirit is walking around in your town? Because, see, she was a prostitute driven by the town. What was going on down here was coming up to her, and that was what was driving her. What's driving you? What's driving your flesh? What's making you walk? What's giving you life? Is it the spirit of this world? Or is it the spirit of Jesus Christ? God's word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Thank you, brother. It's able to divide.
Right.
Divide your soul.
Yep.
And your spirit.
Yes, sir.
Because see, that's what's got to happen. When God's word comes into your gates, it's like he'll pull you apart and let you look down. And see your heart. What's in there? What's driving your flesh? This is the most important thing you will ever look at, your own heart. Because I'm telling you, the new birth is real. When the Lord Jesus takes, when he starts living inside of you, you will have a different spirit. Now some people say, well, he just lost his mind. He's crazy. But see, just like that king of Jericho, he was warned. God had mercy on him for years. People might say, Todd, you're crazy. You go preach out in the streets. You've lost your mind. I don't drink no more. I read God's word every day. Since the day I got saved, I have not bragging on myself because I don't even have power to do that. But God gave me the unction, the desire to read his word. The desire to get on my knees and go in my closet and turn the lights out and shut the door and pray to the one I know exists. What's going on in your heart? What desire? What's driving your flesh? That's the most important question you can ask yourself, because the walls are going to come down.
Amen.
Go out to the graveyard back here. They will come down. God's got mercy on you. He's given you this long. You're here today. He's saying, come. What kind of spirit do you have inside you? Get into the spirit world and judge yourself so you don't have to be judged by Him. You're here where you need to be. You're here where you need to be. They profess, this is in Titus 1:16.
Right.
They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him.
Right.
Being abominable, disobedient, and to every good work reprobates. It's easy to say, you know the Lord Jesus. I did that. For years, while I was drinking my beer, drinking my liquor, and doing my drugs, loving people that sin with me. Anybody could ask me if I was a Christian, I'd told them I was. I was deceived. The devil's a liar and a murderer. There's not one person here would hold anything against you. I don't care if you've been here at this church for years and years, would say they would pat you and love you and praise you if you got saved today. Because the new birth is real. Don't let the devil tell you, sit there. What will people think of you if you come down and get saved? Don't you let the devil deceive you today. The Lord's saying, I've got all kinds of mercy. If you would just let go of your pride. Let go of your pride. I like what Isaiah, this is how I'm going to close with this. I like how Isaiah says it. Isaiah 1:18. Come now. Come now. And let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, praise your holy name, they shall be as wool. Jesus said, come. Let us reason together. King of Jericho, come. Let us reason together. Todd, come.
Amen.
Let us reason together. Oh, your sins be as scarlet. They shall be as white as snow. Come. And let us reason together. He says, I'm God.
Yeah, amen.
You're not. You might try to justify yourself, but you're going to lose.
That's right.
Don't let the devil deceive you. I beg you, please come. Because I'm telling you, you will have victory. You say, well, I can't do without my liquor. I can't do without my drugs. I can't do without my porn. You can't. Until the Lord Jesus comes inside. When He comes inside of you, He'll make a new creature out of you. I'm not talking about a religious creature. I'm talking about something real that gives you the unction and the want to do better. If you'll receive Him and ask Him to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Would you do that today? Would you? Don't let the devil, don't go to a devil's hell. Hell was made for the devil and his angels. God didn't intend for any of us to go there. But if you neglect this salvation, if you neglect this gift that the Lord Jesus gave, His love letter. See, that's His love letter to us. He says, I was God. I am God, and I came down to this level. And I gave it all up for you. Love has action. Love ain't made. The world's all messed up. They think it's made in the bedrooms. All love is. No.
Love has action. That is love. When a man gives his life for you. Praise God, he rose the third day. He rose the third day. Would you receive him today? I love you all and I thank you for listening to me. I hope that this will be a blessing to you. And I hope you examine your heart. I hope you look down like Rahab did and said, something about these two guys. It's a lot better than that down there. It's a lot better than that old scum down there. Because let me tell you, when that day comes and the walls fall down, her and her whole family survive. God saved them all. Saved every one of us. And her house was on the wall. And he saved them. Would you receive them today? Somebody would, you can come and do an invitation if you want to, Pastor, whatever you feel. I love you, brother.